Fame Podcast, brought to you by One Truck America. That's onetruck.us. I figure I'd give you a little industry update prior before we get into our podcast. And right now, we're not seeing a whole lot. Obviously, we've had a presidential change here in the United States, and a lot of people were optimistic in the boom from business. And I think we are seeing some recovery in business, but I think there's still some leftover legacy issues that are happening. There's a lot of closures. A lot of them are posted on One Truck America website. There's several articles that talks about where we had a large meat distributor close and some other things. And also, when you look at the trucking company's results, they're really not that strong. And another thing to add to that, I think for the first time, Amazon surpassed Walmart for a quarter. And I think what you need to recognize from that is that what's happening is Amazon delivers it directly to your house. It takes out one part of that trucking leg that was when you go to a Walmart where they truck it to a store and you go to the store and get it. So the movement that's moving from the DC to your house is done in like a Sprinter van or in a car, which is still trucking as you understand it, but it's not large 53-foot truckers. But we haven't seen a huge recovery yet. We're still bouncing from some of the tariffs and the possible tariffs that are coming up. But we're hoping to see a better insight in what this year will look like going into the second quarter, which is April, May. So right now, we're still holding serve, still a little slow. I talked to some companies at large corporations that would bonus quarterly based on performance, and some of them have not bonused in 2 years. So obviously, we're still on a low road for trucking overall in the U.S., but we're all hopeful that there will be a recovery very soon. So that's really what I have. And one thing I wanted to keep reminding you of, when you go to One Truck America webpage, please look and sign up for the One Truck America newsletter. We currently have about 15, moving to 16,000 people. And also, when you watch our podcast, please like and subscribe. Thank you. And now, welcome to our next episode. Today, we have Uncle Richie back. I'm excited to have him back. We're going to talk a little about his charity, and we are going to put the link of his charity when this airs below. We're also going to have an article on One Truck America about his charity. This is important stuff to helping drivers. Drivers, as you know, we have major issues around health, sleep apnea, overweight, high blood pressure, and several other litany of things that I let him get into. I mean, I have been in this trucking industry now about 25 years, and I think he's been in it twice as much, if not more. So without further ado, Uncle Richie on the Hall of Fame, sir. Go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us about your charity, sir.
Yes, I've started a charity, and it's under Uncle Richie Wellness Incorporated. And if somebody wants to make a donation, it's sent to 13940 Hobart Street, Cedar Lake, Indiana, 46303. But if you want to use credit card or anything of that sort, you could go on Trucking Wellness and pull up donation. And you can make a donation that way also.
And just so everyone's aware, that link will be available when we post the podcast. You'll be able to see it and press on it and donate. We'll also list the address for those people that want to mail a check. So I just want to make sure everyone is aware of that. This is a heavy driver or driver manager podcast, and I want everyone to be aware. So Richie, my friend, so go ahead. Driver Wellness, talk to us.
Well, as far as driver wellness, I got a motto on my website. You're never too old to exercise, but never exercising makes you old. And really, as a senior citizen, as someone approaching 83 years old and works out every day, I can tell you, you deteriorate. You start having curvature of the spine. Posture means a lot. And that's why I try to educate our people on a regular basis by doing different things, doing some stretching, doing, I call it dynamic tension. I guess Ken calls it isometrics or whatever. You can pull it up on any internet, and it is generating force against an object, a stationary object, or I've done it even with my hands by pushing my hands together, and it's been around for about 100 years. Charles Atlas started it many years ago. People that are a little older probably realize, you know, they've seen it. There was a Jack LaLanne that used to be on TV. He used to do it. Every year he had one more rowboat. And I can't swim well, so I can't get into that portion. But every year on his birthday, he would pull one more rowboat. He'd pull like 20 rowboats and you know, to show his physical fitness. But there's a lot of things that drivers could do, and there's no excuse, really. There's no excuse.
Oh, there really isn't. And when we talk about what he's talking about, I actually take a functional fitness class, and some of it is just with no equipment around. Some you can buy a band, but there's no equipment. You talk about you can get out of your trucks and do 30 squats all the way down to a fully 45 degrees back up. The other thing I tell drivers, and some shippers are getting strict, but some are not. When you get to a shipper and he says, well, you have a 2-hour unload. He says, okay, if you've been to some of these DCs, the Walmarts, the Targets of the world, says, hey, can I walk around? And the guy says, sure. I said, they're going to know right away, hey, how far is it to walk around this building? And most of these things is probably a half a mile, okay? And go walk around that building twice. It's 2 hours. Maybe do it 4 times. I mean, a 2-mile walk is great for you. While you're at it, you're getting done. You have some time, you know. Find an area. Do some push-ups. Do some sit-ups. Do some squat in place. People will be surprised. People say, oh, squat without weights? I would be shocked how many people could do 50 squats with no weights. Up and down, up and down, up and down. It's harder than you think. It sounds easy, but it's just a function that helps you, especially in a setting where drivers are sitting for 11 hours of driving and 14 hours of work a day. Go ahead, Richie. You were trying to say something.
No, I agree with you. You got to take pride in the way you feel when you walk. I mean, the best compliment I have is when I walk in a room and people and I announce my age. They'll say, Richie, I thought you were in your 60s. You look good. And it's just taking pride in the way, you know, you feel and you look. I feel great, you know. I mean, I still get on the bag once in a while, bunch of bags. because, you know, I feel good about it. Because people got to realize, Ken, and you have, because I know you practice what we're talking about.
Yeah.
But your health is your responsibility. And that's why every morning I get up. I do so many stretches. I also have some bands. I'll do 500 stretches.
Yeah.
Because I love those compliments. I wanna be someone that teaches other people. My people were immigrants, and we always try to work with one another to try to help each other.
No, I agree wholeheartedly. I tell you, I remember a time in my life I had let my fitness go to the point where I was pre-diabetic, and that is a tough pill to swallow when your doctor tells you that. And now, I mean, I swim a half a mile 6 days a week. And then I take a Muay Thai class, sometimes with a fitness class, with the Muay Thai class alone 4 times a week, sometimes with a fitness class 4 times a week. So that's 2 hours. And I have felt better than I have in years. And it's something that I've just got back used to because we're both the veterans and we used to do this. It's normal. You get up and you work out. It was just something that you do. It's just getting back into that routine. But the one thing someone said to me that resonate, and I hope this resonate with our listeners, and even in our fleet management and shippers that may not be in the best shape of your life, because the U.S. is in the worst shape they've ever been as far as obesity. I am telling you, No matter how much money you make, there's one thing you can't buy: time. Okay?
Right.
Can't buy time. So go ahead, Richie. I'll kick it back to you.
You're absolutely right. And I'd rather have the health than the wealth. I'll be honest with you. And today, walking is the cheapest way to operate. And like Ken illustrated, they have 2 hours, say 2 hours with unloading. Well, you just, today, because of workman's comp, they don't want any drivers on the dock. So that's what you have to do. You have to ask, is there a place? Is there a park? Is there a place? A lot of times there's all kind of land adjoining the place where you unload. Well, you just ask them if it's okay. I'll keep my phone on. You call me if you get unloaded earlier and go ahead and walk.
And walk.
That's the cheapest way.
Try go out the gate. Go out and listen.
That's how I got started out when I ran my marathons. I ran 4 Chicago marathons. And how I got started? I started walking the blocks. I'd walk 8 blocks, then I'd do 2 miles. I do 3 miles, 4 miles, I start jogging shortly. And then I start running. Then I got up to 22 miles on a practice run. You know, I ran from the south side of Chicago to from 7600 South all the way to North Avenue Beach and back. But, you know, I mean, it's a lot of determination. And then watching what you eat, you know, stay away from the salt and the sugar and whatever. And then, you know, one thing I mentioned on the last one, when you go for a checkup, make sure you ask him to have the metabolic panel taken, because that way it shows your chloride, your salt, your sugar, everything. Because I take pride in the last physical I had, everything was in line. And I took great pride. It was like a little kid with a scorecard. I was happy. I had tears in my eyes. I went home, hugged the wife, told her. I said, I don't have to go back for another year. You know, some people have to go every month. I go once a year, and I take pride in that. And I'd like to see everybody feel the same way.
I tell you, since I got back on this right. Rigid routine on September the 27th, and I've never felt better. I did it before, but this time I feel the best I've felt. The second thing, I'm thinking about taking a Muay Thai fight. I'm going to take a Muay Thai fight the end of this year just to do it. I've just been enjoying Muay Thai, enjoy being fit, enjoying being able to get up and walk around, enjoy walking through the airport and not having to stop and out of breath. So one other thing I want to jump back into that you mentioned, which is the key. There are two ways to get it. There are two things that affect you. One is the exercise. Second is what you put in your body. Stay out of those truck stop donuts and soda. Soda is the one thing. It is the most wasted calorie you can drink. It's pure sugar. It's not good for you. Drink water. Buy packets that makes the water taste differently, whatever you need to do, but soda is a no-go. And the second thing, most drivers are not OTR anymore. So you may be day drivers or you may be regional, but let's say you're a day driver. Pack your lunch, pack a banana, an apple, an orange, some grapes, you know, and then pack something that is cooked at home. And I don't care. It doesn't have to be anything super healthy. Chicken and rice and then some broccoli or whatever your taste is, that is 10 times better than going and getting one of those hot dogs from that truck stop with a 2-liter of Coke. Those are just a strict no-goes. So planning your day and packing your food is 10 times healthier. Oh, and by the way, it's cheaper. Whatever you buy at that truck stop, you could have got it for a third of the price at a Jewel Osco. I'm not pushing Jewel or a Meijer or Walmart grocery or wherever it is you shop, Costco, you name it. So let's talk about that. It's about what you put in your body, Richie.
I agree with you. I always have an ample and a tangerine or an orange, a banana. I'm also big on almonds and also walnuts. Those are easy, accessible, and, they're right next to you. It's easy to handle, and they really have a lot of benefits to you. You know, today, anybody that really cares about themselves and takes pride in the way they look, they should go out and check the internet. All this information is available. It tells you the contents. I mean, I'm going to make up a video one of these days when I get a chance. I want to go through a truck stop and point out all the bad things to the people. I think that would help a lot. You know, I'll have to do it in a way they don't throw me out.
They don't know. Well, you really have to. What you have to go in, you have to go in and just film and don't say anything.
Yeah,
and
right.
Then do the voice after. Now, I don't know how to do that. You probably can call Manuel on the side.
Yeah.
He runs One Truck America, but he is amazing at video editing. He could probably tell you how to do that. I'm not the right guy for that, but I'm sure I can find someone that can tell you how to do it once you get it done. So, yes, we continue to see the age of our drivers go up, the obesity, the high blood pressure, sleep apnea. And our last podcast actually... It's not our last one. I don't know when this one is airing, but we had a podcast about sleep apnea. And I'm here to tell you the biggest issue as a truck driver, let's forget everything we're telling you to do it for yourself, for this, for that. The other reason to do it, you're soon not going to be able to pass the physical. You have to find another job because if you get to a certain weight and so now all the issues, you may not be able to pass a driver physical. So just to keep your job, you should start getting in shape because I have seen many of drivers broke down into tears when I told them they failed their physical and I had to let them go because they no longer had a valid CDL to drive. There you go.
Agreed.
So I don't know. I think with all of that packaged together, I think what we're pushing here is wellness. And Uncle Richie Charity is pushing wellness, and what I'd like our viewers and our viewer base is growing. Podcast after podcast after podcast, One Truck America is pushing it throughout the list. Obviously, their webpage is. I'd like everyone that listens to this and goes out to this, and I'm going to push this one very hard, is to go out and donate. When you see what Uncle Richie is doing with the driver wellness platform and for the drivers, I want you to go out and be part of that solution because I think this is something. We are the Hall of Fame. We are a driver manager, shipper, trucking company podcast, and we probably have the unhealthiest group of employees. I can't think of a workforce that has a worse health per employee than we do. I mean, construction guys are in great shape. They're running around all the time, but our drivers are sitting constantly. So with that said, I'm just going to pass it back over to Uncle Richie. Uncle Richie, you have anything to close about this topic? Let's hit on it. And I turn it back to you, Richie.
Thank you. And I appreciate the opportunity because I know you really believe, Ken, and I do too. And there's a lot of things I want to do. I want to have some walks for drivers and things like that, and instill different things. But it all needs capitals. Like I said, I concentrated on health instead of wealth. So I don't have the wealth as some people, or I would still be doing. But I would be doing what I'm doing.
I don't think you're quit. I think you're full of it. I think you had all the wealth, you'd still be working.
Yeah, well, that's the way we were raised. I was raised by Italian immigrants. And
yes, I need to make it, so I understand. Work is good. Work is good. You know, I've had a lot of friends that retire.
Yeah.
And pass away within 2 years of retirement.
Exactly.
I think you got to exercise your mind just like you do your body. You got to do something.
That's it. But see, I know first thing out of bed, I exercise because I have to do something because I don't want to decay. I don't want to be decrepit. Like I see some people, I see them in the grocery store. I was picking up something the other day for a guy who fell on the floor. I was in Walgreens. He couldn't pick it up. And I said, sir, I'll pick it up for you. I thought he was older than me. He says, geez, I'm 69 years old. I said, I'm 82. Holy, you know, I mean, really,
I thought
he was older than me. But again,
you see those squats. What did I tell you? How many people can do 50 squats? No, wait, just get down to the 45 and back up 50 times. Back up. You'd be surprised how great. That's one exercise we do we have this fitness kickboxing before I do Muay Thai. And I'm here to tell you, it's a burner. You may think it's the hard. We do a background and then we do 30. Background, we do 30. By the fourth set of 30, I can't do the 30. You know what I mean? And there's no weights involved. It's just bending and getting up. And you'd be surprised how people have a hard time doing that. You know why? They get out of bed, they walk to the couch, they walk to the car, they walk to their office. That's the extent of it. And they never bend over. So that guy, but if he just tried for 6 months, you'd be shocked. You'd be shocked. He would be able to bend over and pick that up if he just did squats and things of that nature for 3 months, 2 months, one month. So,
yeah. Another two.
Go ahead.
Yeah. By stretching and by doing different things, it relieves the tension. You know, there's a lot of tension, a lot of stress in people. You don't have as much stress if you're exercising. You know, these are things that are really need to be done, and it has to be a commitment. You got to look at yourself in the mirror and say, hey, I'm not happy to wait, but I will be result-oriented. I'm going to take results. That's how I did when I ran the marathons, 5 miles, 6 miles, 8 miles, 22, 26. You know, I did it four times.
Wow.
And like I say, I felt so good and I felt so delighted. You know, the last one I ran, I did it 3:59:58.
Wow. You broke four? Wow.
But you know what? That day, I felt like I could have won another 10 or 20. They talk about a runner's high. You do get a high, by working out. Believe me, you could take it to the bank.
Well, I love it. Hey, we're going to close there. Richie, as always, great friend, amazing gentleman. We surfed together. Didn't surf there. We both were veterans. And we served together on the executive board of the Illinois Trucking Association. Been a great friend ever since. Thank you for coming on. Uncle Richard Charity, you heard it here first. Please push it. Link will be available when this comes out. Please donate. I'm going to challenge everyone to donate. I think it's just something that's going to help our industry. This podcast is about our industry. So that's all we got. Thank you for being at the Hall of Fame, sponsored by One Truck America, onetruck.us. Have a great day.